This sermon was downloaded from spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Just go ahead and bless Him for what He is doing in our time, what He is doing in your own life. Just honor the majesty of our God. He deserves our worship. He deserves our praise. Just go ahead and honor Him. Not a God like our God. None to be compared with Him. He deserves it all. He deserves it all. Blessed be His name. Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for this moment. We commit this last day into Your hands. And we ask that, Lord, You will minister to bless every one of us. The Bible says on that last day, Jesus cried and said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto Me." We thank You because there will be an outpouring here today. In the name of Jesus Christ. We turn this meeting to You and we absolutely rely on Your grace. That I may decrease and You may increase. Have Your way in our midst. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please turn your Bibles to... Remain standing as you turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 4, in verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 4... in verse 10. I'm sure I can have my handkerchief. Thank you. We welcome those of you who are watching online. Thank you for your consistency over the last 5 days. Thank you so very much. Can we appreciate our online family? And as soon as we're done reading the scripture, please, as you are seated, make sure you share the broadcast. Just tune in and share the broadcast. Let's try to read together after the count of two. One, two, go. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as the good stewards of what? The manifold grace of God. Can we use the NIV? The NIV translation. NIV, I will read if they don't have it there. Let's do it together. One, two, go. Each one should use whatever gift he has. He has received to serve others. How? Faithfully administering what? So grace has various forms. So there are different forms of grace. Is that okay? It's important that you keep that in your mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 in verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. In verse 8. Let's read together. One, two, go. And God is able to make how many? All grace abound towards you, that you always have in how many? Wait a minute. I'm sure you remember we're told that grace is sufficiency. Is that correct? And sufficiency means ableness, adequacy, right? So one of the things we're not taught most of the times, and thank God for this conference that has opened our eyes to that, is that there is something called all grace, and there's something called all sufficiency. So if sufficiency is adequacy, and all sufficiency will then mean. So that means there should be no moment in your life when God creates a demand and you will say, I can't respond. Meaning, if God creates the opportunity, he has made available the adequacy. This is called all grace for all sufficiency. I wish I could spend time to talk about that, but not today. But don't forget this. If the opportunity comes, it means before the arrival of the opportunity, adequacy has been made available. We had a testimony today of a lady, somebody testifying about his wife who had no experience. She wasn't properly trained in a particular field. You read that, the testimony. And she got the job. How is she going to function? Say it again. By the all-sufficient grace of God. We are not self-sufficient. We have all-sufficiency. One is given, the other is self-generated. And we are not claiming self-sufficiency. We are saying God gives us all sufficiency. Amen. Let's look at it again one more time before I find my level in this place. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Let's do it again together. One, two, go. And God is able to make how many? All grace. Abound towards you. That you, how many times? Always having what? In what? How many things? Wait, slow down. Did you see that? Read it again so you can get it. Let's start the reading all over again. Number one, two, go. And God is able to make how many grace? Abound towards you. That you having what? All sufficiency in how many things? That you may abound to what? You know, at about 5:10 this morning, whilst I was getting ready to go for PPH, the word of the Lord came to me saying, he said, today I will pour upon many the spirit of grace, such that my people will begin to live and do with ease what they have struggled to do before now. Amen. So there are some of us here, if there's hunger in you, God is about to put certain dimension of grace on your life. Such that you will begin to do what you have struggled to do before with ease. With ease. Am I talking to somebody here? Somebody shout, all sufficient grace. You are talking like somebody that doesn't believe in it. Somebody shout, all sufficient grace. So I'm a geologist. I was not trained as a public speaker, but I'm doing public speaking. What do you call that? I wasn't trained to be a writer, but I'm a writer of books that sells more than the books of those who are trained to write. What do you call that? So there is a dimension of grace that brings you into a space and empowers you to be competent even much more than those who have been trained in that particular field. It is very important for you to know that there is that dimension of grace. And it has the capacity to accelerate your destiny. Somebody shout, all sufficient grace. And that is why tonight I want to zoom in that direction, and I want to speak to you on that which the Father has put on my heart. Because we talk about grace, we talk about the word of his grace, we talk about grace in itself. But the Lord said to me, he says, son, how about talking about the spirit of grace? The spirit of grace. And if there's anything the Lord has sent me here to do tonight, is to open up the atmosphere for the moving of the Spirit of grace and for the resting of the Spirit of grace upon the people of God. You cannot carry the Spirit of grace and not have grace in operation in your life. For if the Spirit of grace dwells in and upon you, it causes all sufficient grace to find expression at all times in your life. Somebody say the Spirit of grace. Yes, somebody say it again. Say the Spirit of grace. I pray that the Lord will put it upon your life today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this moment. We ask that you bless every one of us in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We'll pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated in the presence of God. Just for the purpose of being together on the same page, we had said that grace is supernatural favor. Grace is supernatural favor. What that simply means is that grace is that which causes you to enjoy exceptional treatment. Grace is that which enables you to enjoy exceptional treatment wherever you go. So grace is supernatural favor. Number two, grace is supernatural kindness. Supernatural kindness. David said, is there anybody left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for the sake of Jonathan? And they said, there is a young man who is lame on his feet. His name is Mephibosheth. He said, bring him to me. He will sit on my table. He didn't work hard to sit on the table. Didn't labor to sit on the table. Doesn't even qualify to sit on the table. Even is crippled, difficult for him to sit on the table. He said, but just because I want to show him kindness, what he doesn't qualify for, he is going to enjoy. Somebody shout favor. Say like your minister, say favor. It makes you to begin to attract unusual privileges from kings and from queens. That's something about the favor of the Almighty God. Queens and kings will begin to give you special privilege. You just enjoy privilege with those special privileges, with those who matter. Kings, queens, men in position of influence and affluence, they just begin to accord you special privileges. That's what the favor of God is all about. Number three, favor is supernatural influence. Supernatural influence. What that simply means is that favor has the capacity to influence your efforts and amplify your results. Favor is supernatural influence. It has the capacity to influence your efforts and amplify your results. So much so that people will say, is this that small thing you did? How comes we are seeing this big result? It is what the favor of God does. It makes you to take one step and you cover 10. Is that okay? And many take one step and to them everything eventually looks like they just took one step. So here's where the contradiction comes. One takes one step and gets a result of 10. Others take 10 and get the result of what, sir? It's what favor does. It amplifies your results. It makes you to get to a point where you know that truly speaking, this is not as a result of my impute. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? For those of you who are speakers, sometimes you truly know that you go to speak in a place and when you see the results, you say, is it that thing that I said that produced this kind of result? Obviously, we now understand that there was a dimension of the favor of God that influenced your efforts and amplified your result. If you've ever had such an experience, raise your hands before. Where you did something small and you got something big in return. Is there anybody here who's ever gone for an interview and what you said even to yourself was a mess? But when you got the feedback, you were shocked. Raise your hand if you understand. Amazing. There are people under the sound of my voice who also know that there are places whereby competition took place, and when your company went to bid for a job, when you think about the companies that came to bid for the same job, bid for the same contract, when you think about how small your own company is and the fact that you are not a match with others, you were not even expecting result, but you did your best anyway. And by the time the result was out, you were told the big ones were set aside and the small one was taken. I'm talking about the favor of the Almighty God. It has the capacity to influence your effort and amplify your results. Somebody shout favor. Oh, you're not saying it like somebody that wanted to say favor. Another thing about favor, it is called supernatural empowerment. Supernatural empowerment. Do as much as you can to write. There'll be a moment when you may not be able to write, so write as much as you can. Amen. So favor is supernatural empowerment. It will begin to empower you to accomplish things that naturally, ordinarily, you will not have been able to accomplish. So when we say the supernatural empowerment, it causes the super of God to rest on your natural, making you to accomplish results that naturally speaking should not be traceable to you. Is Saul also amongst the prophet? Is this not the son of Kish? How come Saul is prophesying? Nobody in his bloodline prophesies. How comes a man whose bloodline doesn't prophesy? How comes he is prophesying? Can anything good come out of where, sir? Nazareth. But when the favor of God is upon you, it dislocates you from your bloodline. Am I talking to somebody here? When the favor of God is upon your life, it empowers you to accomplish results that are not traceable to your education, not traceable to your background, not traceable to your family tree, not traceable to your bloodline. There is something about the favor of God. When it is upon your life, your results have no bearing with where you came from. Somebody shout favor. Apostle Selman puts it differently. Apostle Selman said favor is spiritual blessings. And he says all spiritual blessing. Grace is all spiritual blessings that we have been given to as believers to produce a life of victory. And he said it is accessed through the office of the Christ. So he calls grace all blessings. Okay? Whatever blessings you've received, all blessings comes because God shows you mercy. God shows you favor. So you come to find out ultimately that when we talk about grace, we are not looking at self. Follow me carefully, because we'll start making some departure now. And I laid all of that background hoping that you don't get choked along the way. Praise God. So first thing we need to deal with here is the fact that when we're talking about grace, we are talking about something beyond us. That is why there is no room for arrogance when we are under the operation of grace. How many of you want to say, it's by grace that I am what I am? Raise your hands. So there's no room for arrogance. If grace is in operation, arrogance must be in suspension. If grace is in operation, arrogance must be in suspension. Paul the apostle puts it this way. He said, what is it that you have that you have not been given? What is it that you have that you have not been given? Certainly there is nothing. Because in the first place, life isn't yours. Breath isn't yours. What you look like isn't yours. It's not set me. You can panel beat it. You can pancake it. You can remodel your face. You can restructure your body. You can re-engineer your body. But the reality stands, it was given. It was given. We find a very interesting story in Acts of the Apostles. And permit me now to begin to make some departure, and I need your theological sense to catch up with me today in the name of Jesus, because this is the grand finale of it, so get ready to write and get ready to take some notes. We find a very strange story in Acts of the Apostle, and it has to do with a man by the name Saul of Tarsus. I'm sure you all know him. Eventually, he became what we call Paul the Apostle, or some people call him Apostle Paul. One of the things that we know about Saul of Tarsus was the fact that this man was an injurious fellow, one who hurt the church of God in a very, very bad way. He did so much against the church. He killed or supervised the killing of someone like Stephen. But somewhere along the line, this same Saul of Tarsus became saved on his way to Damascus to carry out such a very wicked mission. He became saved, met with Jesus on the way, eventually got filled with the Holy Spirit, and was called into the ministry that he has once attacked. This man called Paul stands as a colossus in the body of Christ. He stands as an enigma that many find difficult to understand. Paul was the one that Peter opened his mouth and said, "Our brother Paul, whose teachings are so deep that even some of us who are apostles, in trying to understand the teachings of Paul the apostle and trying to preach from the preachings of Paul, Peter said, we saw Jesus physically, he saw Jesus by revelation, but the teachings of Paul are so deep that even us who are apostles are trying to teach it to our own destruction." Paul is an enigma in the New Testament. A man of prayer with abundance of revelation. Paul was that man who looked at the Corinthian church and said to a church, the Corinthians, it said, "I know you come not behind when it comes to spiritual gift." Paul was this man who praised the Corinthians church, talking about their spiritual gift. Paul said that church tops all the other churches. But then Paul, at the same time, threw up a twist that confused us. You said this church comes overall best when it comes to praying in tongues, when it comes to spiritual gifts. And yet Paul looked at all of them and Paul said, "I pray in tongues, me alone. I pray in tongues more than the entire church combined. I pray in the spirit more than all of you put together." It sounds like a statement of arrogance, but it was a statement of truth. One man, his prayer life was unrivaled. One man, his prayer life was beyond imagination. One man, because of his prayer life, he had access into the heavens. The Bible says, and he saw things that were too difficult for the human mouth to utter. This was just a man. His name is Paul. He prayed to the point that he began to have access into spiritual things that were very, very difficult to be uttered with human language. Paul the apostle was that man who said, "I pray in the spirit and I pray in the understanding." He said, "I sing in the spirit and I sing in the understanding." What a man. Extraordinary man. "For this cause I bow my knees before the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and pray that he will grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." Ephesians chapter 1. And then you find him in Ephesians chapter 3 saying again, "For this cause I bow my knees and I pray for you." And Paul will make statements like, "I pray for you without ceasing." And Paul will move us to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And Paul will say, "Pray without ceasing." What kind of a man is this? His resume is beyond imagination. Paul the apostle, prolific teacher. When it comes to teaching, he stands in the class all alone by himself. Talk about thinking. Paul was a deep thinker. Talk about authorship. Talk about apostolicity. Paul was an apostle emeritus. Paul was an apostle in a class all alone by himself. All the apostles put together and their writings put together, in no way does their writing rival the writings of Paul. Access to mystery beyond imagination. I'm taking you somewhere, giving you the resume of Paul the Apostle. Exceptional author of the 13 epistles you have in the New Testament. Contradiction still abounds on whether he wrote the book of Hebrews or not. But the language of Hebrews makes you to say this is traceable to Paul. Some mysterious this man. He was not just a Christian in the class of Christians. He was not just a believer in the class of believers. He was a believer in his own class all alone. And I want to show you how. Paul the Apostle, an accomplished influencer, he will enter his city and turn the city upside down. Sit down in the marketplace and dialogue with them. He will be there for an entire week and will sit with some of the wisest in the city, and they will be confounded by his wisdom. Such an influencer Paul was. The marketplace was reshaped by Paul in his day. Priscilla and Aquila, these are extraordinary business people, entrepreneurs in their days. But they will have to surrender their entrepreneurship and submit to his discipleship. Paul, what an enigma he was. Extraordinary missionary. Supernatural church planter. Paul will plant church. Anywhere Paul has an opportunity to spend few weeks, he will plant a church. He planted more churches than all the apostles put together. Only God knows what kind of throne Paul will occupy if we get to heaven. Beyond his lifetime, his teachings influence us. Paul was that man that will come to a point where he will say, I speak as a man. And the things that Paul says, I speak as a man, they are even difficult for us to demystify. His level of thinking has come beyond the terrestrial into the celestial dimension. Because he told us, he said, we have our senses exercised to know. It seems to me Paul got to a place in his walk with God whereby the mind of Paul, no wonder he said, we have the mind of Christ. It seems the celestial has taken over the terrestrial mind of a mortal man. No wonder they looked at him at some city. They said, this man is a god. He found himself in the island of Melita. And when a snake, a viper, fastened itself around Paul, Paul shook it off into the fire. And they looked at him. They said, this man must be a god. The man that will be in the midst of a shipwreck. And everybody's crying about the possibility of being drowned. And Paul will say, hey, everybody calm down. Can I have all of your attention with your audacity that comes from the place of fellowship? Paul will look at them and say, don't worry about the shipwreck. We will lose the ship, but we will not lose a life. Trust my word. When a man tells people to anchor their lives on his word, that man has moved into a dimension beyond human explanation. I'd like you to touch your neighbor. Say, let's go for something deeper. Paul the Apostle. Talk about servant leader, extraordinary. Paul was that man that would say, I did not defraud any of the churches. I did not rely on churches to feed me. Paul said, my hands have met my own needs and the needs of those who are around me. I'm a servant leader. I'm not here looking for anybody to take care of me. Paul said, I take care of the church and I take care of those who help me to serve the church. Talk about a transformational leader. Paul is a man that would take Timothy from being just a church member and would take that young boy and make him to be the first youngest bishop in his own time. Paul, a transformational leader. The Bible says when he found a man who was rich and very, very strong in words, he exposed him to a better way. Anybody that comes across Paul, their lives never remain the same. Transformational in everything he does. I wish I can go on and on. and list out the resume of this exceptional man. It is not my attempt to do that today. My attempt is to perhaps introduce you to a little bit of that man and then throw perhaps a question into the atmosphere. What manner of man is this? He wasn't like this before. Everything we talked about Paul now, none of it was traceable to what Paul was before. And we're going to see that in the acknowledgement of Paul's words. We're going to see what Paul used to define himself in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 9. Paul said, and I want to use the Passion Translation, please. Let's look at how Paul describes himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 9 to verse 10. I am the most, please take note of that. Paul said, with all the things Pastor Sam read, and now you'll be thinking I'm one superstar. Paul said, I wasn't always like this. He said, before now, I was the most insignificant of all the apostles. Not only was I insignificant, I was also, what's that? Unworthy. So here is Paul saying, whilst you look at this enigma that I am, let me show you who I was. I was the most insignificant, unworthy to even be called an apostle because I hunted down believers and persecuted God's church. Verse 10. The reason why you heard everything you heard is because of what Paul wants to say in verse 10. But God's amazing grace has made me. God's amazing grace has made me who I am. And His grace to me was not fruitless. In fact, I worked harder than all the rest. Now, listen, let me. When Paul speaks like this, be careful. Because this is the same man who said those who compare themselves among themselves are not wise. And the statement Paul is making now is a comparative statement. What Paul was trying to tell us was that others received grace and went to do nothing with it. Paul was simply saying, the reason why you had all those things read about me, extraordinary church planter, the reason for all of that result, difference was because you carried grace, he carries grace, Manus carries grace, Shagun carries grace. It's about the difference between two of us is the works we did with the grace we carry. This introduces you to the concept that although grace is not works, grace requires works. God will not give grace, and if He does give grace to someone who does not act responsibly, that is what they call frustrating the grace of God. That God gave you grace and you carried it and did nothing with it. So grace requires diligence, dutifulness. Grace requires hard work. It said, unto me to whom this grace was given, it said, I worked harder than all the rest, yet not I. Look at that again. It said, even when I was working, it said, not in my strength, it said, but God's, for His empowering grace is what, sir? Poured on me. The summary here is that I did something with the grace I carry. Sir, I did something with the grace I carry. The grace from Bishop Oyedepo is a grace available to all. The difference between Bishop Oedipo's results and other men's result is the work he puts. The work he puts in. I work harder than all of them. And that is why my result is different from their result. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? We may all be given the same level of grace today, sir. In a year from now, the difference in our outcome will be determined by how hard we work. Am I talking to somebody here? So it is not the absence of grace. It is the absence of diligence that distinguishes men. If I carry grace and I spend hours in study, and you carry grace and you don't spend time in study, the same grace, our results in life will be different. Somebody said, I carry grace. So if you carry grace, great grace, if there's great grace, there must be great works. Are you hearing me? If there is great grace, there must be great works. Now watch this carefully. A man who carries grace said, I pray more than all of you. I pray more than all of you. I'm trying to show you why many, so to say, have access to grace, but not the results of grace. I've never seen a generation so lazy like the generation of Christians who are subscribing to this whole concept called grace. It seems to me their understanding of grace is take it and sit down. And it will be working wonders for you. It's like a magic wand. No. If this thing is upon you, sir, necessity is laid upon you. Necessity is laid upon you to justify the God who gave you such grace. As a singer, if you carry this grace, sir, when others are busy loafing around town watching movies, you are digging in the spirit, writing songs people have not heard before. You are spending hours doing rehearsals. There is something about this grace that demands diligence. For the hand of the diligent will bear the rule. You didn't hear me? The hand of the diligent will bear what, sir? The rule. The same grace. The same spirit of grace that empowered Paul the apostle, an insignificant and unworthy man, to become the man that we all celebrate him as today. The significant and worthy Paul the apostle. It's beautiful to know that same spirit of grace is available to us. In Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. The Bible says, and I will pour upon the house of Jacob. Somebody say pour. Yes, that's what God is here to do tonight. He said, I will pour upon the house of Jacob and the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of what, sir? Grace. The spirit of grace. And no supplication. Let's stop there. The spirit of grace. The Lord says something to me. He said, son, tell everyone and even keep this in your own memory. Stop struggling and trying across board. The time has come to start trusting and to start relying, depending on the spirit of grace to accomplish the things you've been struggling to accomplish. It's time to start trusting, relying, depending on the grace of the Almighty God to accomplish the things you've been struggling to accomplish before this moment. I know you've been trying. I know you've been doing whatever you could, but you've not been able to do so much as you should. Here's the point. Trying without grace is the reason for frustration. Having grace without trusting and trying is also the reason for the lack of results. There must be the combination of grace and diligence. Meaning once grace is on your life, you take grace to work. You take grace to work. You take grace to work. I receive all the prophetic words. When Prophet Tomi began to prophesy yesterday, some of you were clapping hands. But I woke up and I went to play it again. I said, God, this is work. This is what? Because that part of the prophecy is that we're going to have prayer centers across the world. So I have to start thinking, how do we set up prayer centers across the nation? What structure will power that? Who is going to help me supervise that? Who is going to be willing to travel across the nations to do trainings to make sure prayer centers spring up in every city? Who is going to ensure there's quality control? That people don't use our name because of the fame God is about to give us. People don't use it to start doing crazy things and we start having bad reports. See where my mind has gone to. My wife called me and said, come and eat. I said, eat what? There's something eating me. After PPH, the same place I sat, I started walking. The same place where I sat, sir. I was there until about 3 o'clock. Until about 2. She was like, go and sleep. I said, eh? No. I had to go upstairs to my study. Lay before the Lord. I said, Father, you will show me how. Because now the word is gone, for warfare will rise up. I'm not a fool in the school of the Spirit. This is a huge demand. And then I quickly remember the prophecy of Bishop Joseph Gallatin here. And I heard this, the word of his wife, when she said, the Lord said he will establish you. And when she mentioned where the Lord said he will establish, she said, my son, did you hear that word establish? I'm talking about going back to prophetic words. I say, Father, to get this done, it requires what, sir? Grace. God said, my son, my grace is what? Now I am waiting for your works. Because heaven will not write policy for you. Heaven will not design structure for you. Am I talking to somebody that's of God? No. The structure that will power such a global expression, sir, I don't have it yet. 2, it's difficult for me to go and meet somebody because what God is giving to me now, I've not yet found somebody who is doing that. So I can't go and copy somebody's material. So this requires diligence, sitting down, and perhaps God also raising for me somebody that, because if God gives me this assignment, there's somebody God will give the grace to help interpret this assignment. There's somebody already, sir, that will come and say, Pastor, don't worry about the structure, global structure. I'm going to help you put all of that together. There's somebody else that will say, Pastor, I'm willing to go anywhere to do the training. There's somebody else that will say, Pastor, I will develop the materials and all of that. Because once the Lord gives the word, a great company will bring it to pass. But I want you to keep your eyes on the work. The work. Don't brag about grace. Focus on works. What am I supposed to do with what I carry? Zechariah chapter 4, in verse 6 to verse 7, the Message translation. Thank you, Father. This is God's message to somebody who has been struggling and things have not been adding up. This is God's message to you. You can't force these things. By now you should know. You can't force these things. They only come through my watcher, my spirit. There is a spirit of grace that makes what you've been forcing to happen with ease. There's a spirit of grace that makes it happen. And as I was in the place of prayer, the Lord said to me, said, son, there are seven dimensions of that spirit that I want to release here that makes things happen. Seven dimensions of the spirit of grace that God is going to be releasing here. Please, I want there to be hunger on the inside of you. And I want you to figure out which one you need right now in your life, so that when we come into prayer, because I'm very confident that the Lord will release something upon somebody's life here today. Number one. One of the dimensions of the spirit of grace that makes life work is what we call the spirit of love. It is one of the expressions of the spirit of grace. The spirit of love. 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 7, the Amplified Version. God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given to us the spirit of power and of love. Let's stop there. He has given to us the spirit of love. The spirit of love. In Romans chapter 5 in verse 5, the Amplified Version, such hope in God's promise never disappoints us, because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. So there is something called the spirit of love. So take note. The spirit of grace is the spirit of love. The spirit of grace is the spirit of love. So when we say the grace of God is upon you, we are saying the capacity to love is within you. Lord Jesus, help me. Here's something that I want you to know. I wish I have all the time to do this, but I don't. Take note of this. The Bible says, faith worketh by love. Did you hear what I just said? Your faith can be rendered useless in the absence of it. Papa, why am I praying and I'm not getting results? If you don't walk in love, you can express the highest faith, you will not see results. Because faith worketh by what, sir? By love. There is something about the grace of God, the spirit of grace, when it is upon your life, one of the things that it does is that it floods your heart with the incredible love of God. So much so, sir, that you have the capacity to love the unlovable. You have the capacity to even love those who have wounded you. You have the capacity to love those who have betrayed you. You have the capacity to love those who have spoken ill against you, because you carry the spirit of grace. So when we say the spirit of grace is upon your life, what are we talking about? We're talking about the spirit of love. I just mentioned that word love. I can just literally see bitterness, resentment, everywhere, unforgiveness. Just keep looking straight like I'm not talking to you. Sir, how, listen to me, how are we going to prosper when we can't look at each other eyeball to eyeball? When in churches, you have cases where deacons are plotting against pastors. Pastors are plotting against elders. Elders are plotting against ministers. Ministers are plotting against workers. Workers are also plotting against. No. We can't see results. There is no bitterness with bitterness. There is no bitterness with bitterness. Now, let me tell you this. Can I tell you the answer to the problem? Ha! Pastor Sam! You don't understand. That is it. Anything you excuse, you can never release. Any offense you excuse, you can never release. In 2023, starting now, you've got to drop it. Listen, you will only go round in circles, hoping that this year will be different if you don't walk in love. He said you'll be a noisy cymbal. There will be no tangible result in your life. No tangible result. You can pretend to have results, but there will be no tangible result. Walk in love. Does love mean walk together? No. Fellowship is commanded, partnership is a choice. You choose who you partner with. God, in fact, holds you responsible for who you partner with. But fellowship, commanded. You have no choice. Neglect not the assembling of yourself. It's not a choice, it's a command. The spirit of grace is the spirit of love. Anywhere the spirit of grace is in operation, people forgive. With ease. People don't hold resentment. Ah, Pastor Sam, you have no idea what he said to me. That's the problem. Meditation on offense is the reason why it is magnified. Question: what has somebody done to you that you have never done to somebody else? Huh? Oh, Pastor Sam, I have never done what the person did to me. The reality is that you've done something else that is equally offensive to somebody else. Life is a journey in forgiveness. You have decided how far you will go in life by the forgiveness you have decided not to offer. It's time to let it go. I thank God for all the impartations. I thank God for what God is going to do tonight. Thank God for the laying of hands and all of that. But trust me, bitterness is destroying you. Should I get close to families? No. You don't want me to get there. Should I come to marriages? Should I come to our homes? Church? I've been in church for 33 years, ma'am. Husband and wife, pastor and the elder and pastor and all of that. We come to church, our hands held together. Our hearts are far. Coming close to the entrance of the door, we smile. But right at the car, everybody turned their face this way, that way. And so in the house, we have the sticker, our year of great grace. In the bedroom, great grace. In the parlor, great grace. On the bonnet, great grace. Everywhere, great grace. Except that grace, the fundamental thing that grace should do to make us forgive. Forgive. One of the lessons I've learned, sir, is that those who choose to forgive always rise. I was talking with a couple, and guess what, sir? I found out that the wife keeps rising. Normally, by the law of two, husband and wife married, once there is a problem, one of them will not prosper. I mean, all of them will not prosper because of the law of unit. Okay? But I noticed that this one, the woman keeps rising, but the man is not. I said, God, what is going on? So I asked him a question. Do you mind, Pastor? The man was a pastor. What my wife did. When he started talking about what his wife did, what my wife did, 1942, 1928, 1968. You know people that have dates. What a shame. What a shame. People are storing scripture in their mind. You are storing offenses. Can you see how backward you are going? Sir, I have been challenged lately by a man who quotes the scripture, who can recite the Bible from Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation 21. The thy word have I hid in my heart. What's in your heart? Papa, anoint me. Oil on your heart and rottenness in your heart will take you nowhere. It's a weight. It's the reason you never rise. The spirit of grace is the spirit of forgiveness. If there's anybody on earth, I stand under God to say this, sir. If there's any name on earth today, sir, that anybody mentions, and I'm like, God, my heart skips a beat, sir, I will call that person. I'm sorry, yo. If there's anything I've done, forgive me. You know why? It's not what you are too small to be the reason why my destiny will not find expression. Sir, to my family, sir. Here's my wife. Sir, if rapture, she will go. We all go. But sir, one thing I can tell you confidently, under this God, there is nothing too important that I can't get on my knees and tell my wife I'm sorry for. She's here. Including her offense towards me. Forgive me. As much as it lies within your power, seek peace and ensue it. You know why? Blessed are the peacemakers. The one that pursues peace is the one God blesses the most. Papa, shikamenikos, puskita. Papa, he has to come. He has to come. Papa, I'm waiting for him. Papa, did he realize he'll come and beg for forgiveness? What he has done to me, Papa, he must come. No. If you remember that someone has a not against the Bible, say, go to the person. I know this is not the night you were thinking you were going to have. Because what we lack in Pentecostal church is deception. As I'm talking now, if there are four people, two, three, one person in this church that you have an issue with, you know God knows what you say about the person behind the scene. Walk up to the person in all humility today and say, I've spoken ill against you, forgive me. That's where 2023 begins from. That's where 2023, you'll be hearing my voice. And I hope you don't get to June and find out that you kept yourself in January, hoping to find yourself in June. It's where the journey begins. That's where the journey begins. The spirit of grace is the spirit of water. Forgiveness. Do you know what spirit of grace does? What do we call grace? Unmerited what? Meaning you give somebody what the person does not want. Did you beg for forgiveness? Did you beg Jesus to die for you? Who offended who? Did you offend Jesus or Jesus offended you? Let me ask you a question. Between you and God, who offended who? Who came to look for who? Who was offended? He was offended, right? The offender came seeking the offended. This is the spirit of what, sir? Grace. Listen to me. I'm sharing God's word with you. So keep your thing. It is your thinking that is limiting you. I heard Bishop Oedipo, sir. I was at the conference together with him, Pastor John. That was last year. The year before. And sir, I watched Bishop Oedipo talking. And he was talking about the fact that him walking bitterness was said. Why? The reason that man keeps rising, that man holds nobody in his heart. Check those who walk in love. Kenneth Copeland, they live healthy lives. Check people that walk in love, who don't carry people in their heart. You don't get this nonsense diseases in their lives, and God prospers them. The spirit of grace requires that you give to somebody what the person doesn't merit. You offended me, grace require I forgive you. I write off your bills. I write it off. Amen. It's what the spirit of grace is all about. I'm here as a pastor. So I see things. I see people rise, fall. I see people stay in the same position for years. As I can tell you one thing, the unwillingness to forgive, to let go. The sense of entitlement to pain. The sense of entitlement to wounds and to pains and to memories of the past. The spirit of grace is the spirit of forgiveness. It's the spirit of love. And this is a love you can't manufacture. That is why it is grace generated. For the Spirit of God has shed abroad in our heart the love of God, the love that passeth all understanding. Somebody will ask you, you forgive him? Are you normal? No, I'm not. This is not for normal people. Let me ask you a question, sir. When Jesus died on the cross, what will angels be thinking? What's wrong with you? Who are you dying for? Wait. The people you came to die for, say they are killing you. You came to die for them to be forgiven, but they are also the ones killing you. And he stood again on the cross, the peak of it all. Father, forgive them. They know not. They know not what? You are carrying blala to weep a man, weeps. They know not. You don't know you are weeping a man. They know not, Lord. When he said they know not what they are doing, he was speaking from the standpoint of understanding purpose. Now, Father, what you and I know is about to happen, they don't know. They don't even know why they are doing what they are doing. So they know what they are doing, but they don't know why they are doing what they are doing. They know not. I always ask a question. I said, who has offended me in the past that has reduced me? Sir, you know my life story. Some of you have been around me. Sir, have you remembered anybody who did something to hurt me and reduce me? Reduce the work I'm doing. On the contrary, I've always seen God take me to the next dimension. Why? I let them go. I let it go. The spirit of grace is a spirit of forgiveness. It's a spirit of love. You and I know it. We're just pretending we want, oh, this is going to be my year of grace. It's going to be my year of wonders without number. Pastor Sammy betrayed me. Yes. No betrayal, no lordship. Could he have ever become Lord if he was not betrayed? If not for some of the betrayals we have, we would not have become the wise people we are. I have become better by betrayals. I have become wiser by the wickedness of men. The major commitment must be that men must not change you. Don't let the wickedness of people change who you are. The spirit of grace is a spirit of love. Thank you, Jesus. That spirit is coming upon us, flooding our hearts today with love. Somebody's going to wake up from this place and just find it easy to forgive. You just find it easy to forgive. You find it easy to let go. Because what happened didn't reduce you, Pastor Sunday. You shared your story with us of what happened in the University of Lagos. Thank God it happened. You are thanking God now. It happened. When a lady will look at somebody and say, no. Because she was relating with who he was. But look at where you are. Thank God. All things works together. Sir, early betrayal in your life should be a matter for thanksgiving. You're not hearing me. Pray that God will reveal the nature of people before you enter your season.
Mama, the worst thing that can happen is for you to enter your season with wicked people. So if I were you, as I'm praying for my season, I'll begin to say, Lord, let every viper amongst my woods, let the heat of the season I'm about to enter into begin to reveal them. Lord, whatever you need to do to scatter the bond, so that I don't go into the future thinking this is a staff, not knowing this is a knife. There are people I thought were going to be part of my future. I held on to them. They slipped out, and God showed me why. And I said, Chai, see what I was trying to hold on to. So this is what I will have dragged into my season. People reveal themselves so that you don't waste your future. Don't get offended. Take note of them. Take what, ma? Note. Mike, come. God bless you. How are you, my brother? You are blessed. Eh? No bitterness in my heart. But I know you. I know you. God bless you, brother. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. So, as I'm trying to go, be trying to follow me. No, thank you so very much, sir. Thank you. Because I know you. When I was here, you did something to reveal to me that you don't qualify to follow me here. Am I talking to somebody here? No offenses, but there's knowledge. There's what? There's knowledge, no pain. And actually, because of the love I have for you, I must keep you where you have. See, at this level, you are very okay. Because I noted that it was some little exposure you got here that made you misbehave. So you are not somebody that can handle what? Exposure. So I will keep you at the level you qualify for. So anytime I remember you, I will come down, greet. God bless you. How's your head? Your head is fine. Wonderful. Amen. If I have offering, amen. Thank you so very much. Eh? God bless you. Thank you so very much. Help me greet family. Eh? He knows what he's doing. He's keeping it for me. Follow me carefully. I don't want you to miss tonight. I'm your pastor. I'm not a guest speaker. So my job is different. So watch this carefully. I love you, right? And it's because I know you are Gehazi. And the problem with Gehazi is, don't expose Gehazi to rich people. Sorry. When it comes to serving you, Gehazi has no fault. There's not a single error traceable to Gehazi when it comes to serving Elisha. The problem with Gehazi is exposure to wealthy people. It activates the weakness in Gehazi, which is his own belly and the desire for money. Even when he was told not to collect anything, he secretly meandered to go and collect it and pretended he got nothing. So this is not an error of the head, it's an error of the heart. It cannot be corrected by teaching. It has to be corrected by encounter. And Elisha is not the one that can give Gehazi the encounter that will alter that state of heart. For by necessity, he must be out of the camp. Am I talking to somebody here? There are dimensions of... So listen to me. Grow in wisdom. Let every offense actually be an opportunity for knowledge. That when people act stupidly, know where to put them. There are people you are thinking will be part of your global future, and they acted stupidly at the local level. If you acted stupidly at the local level, you will follow me global? No! Stay here with the asses. I and the lad. Mama. As for you, come, sir. Be here, sir. Anytime we have anything to do here, you are here. But going yonder, I am the what? I am the lad. The one I have proven will go up with me. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? You must practice discretion. Why do you think in the Levitical order? Why do you think that God decides who must come to the Holy of Holies? Why does he call the priestly tribe? Aaron, the Levitical order, you are all priests. But when it comes to Holy of Holies, he said only one of you can access it. That is the God you call your father, the God that is love. And yet that same God compartmentalized the exposure of priesthood. TTC, are you okay? I'm all just in point one. There are seven things I wanted to share with you. Are we okay? See, the foolishness amongst us believers is you're just meeting somebody. Hey, my sister, how are you? We are now, come. We enter the house. We are following me. You've never seen our bedroom. We are come. We are come. God bless you. See, this is where my husband and wife, this is where we normally stay. This is where we normally keep our safe. You've not seen my children's room. Oh yeah, come and see the children's room. Oh yeah, like that. The error of the king who opened up his armory. Lack of discretion. The prevalence of love does not require the absence of discretion. On the contrary, love should increase discretion. Sir, it is the presence of love. Okay, can I have any of my sweet girls? Any of my beautiful girls? Just any of my girls. Miss Jones. Yeah, she's always been a girl, you know, so. So now here we have. Now this Miss Dumade, I knew her when she was single. And her friends, all of them very spunky here and there. You understand? Now I love them. I love all of them, amazingly so. Young girls from the university. But the love I have for them, and I saw how hyper they were. I allow that love to put a limit in my interaction. So we only interact in the office, in church. I've not been to their house. Until she got married, I never knew where she stayed. Manus's wife, I never got to know where she stayed. Why? These are young girls, highly impressionable, and anything can go wrong. So the love I have for them puts a limitation on my interaction. Let there be discretion in the operation of love. It is love that made Jesus to say to his disciples, he said, listen, go not the way of the Pharisees, go not the way of the Sadducees. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. This is love speaking. That look, although I am love, there are people we don't partner with. When we meet them, we honor them. We greet them. We respect them. But we don't partner with them. Oh God. Thank you, man. Am I talking to somebody here? The spirit of grace is the spirit of love. It is the spirit of love. It is the same spirit that will make me to say, okay, look, what are the things my wife can handle? What are the things she can't handle? So I don't discuss pastors with my wife. Why? My wife's assignment first is to protect me. And it is natural for any woman, if she feels a man, another person is crossing the path of her husband, her protective instinct will go to fight. My conflict with a pastor today will be resolved tomorrow. Telling my wife today will make my wife. Women are relational. They will keep it for a long time. Even after we have mended fences, my wife will be looking at him suspiciously. That wicked man. Am I helping you here today? Let's quickly move quickly. Number two, the spirit of grace is the spirit of wisdom. Write this down. I want to see how we can quickly push. You don't want to miss out on this. The spirit of grace is the spirit of wisdom and it's coming upon you today. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. It said, God did not give us the spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us the spirit of power and of love and of sound wisdom. judgment. Sound judgment. In Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom. So the word sound judgment is actually wisdom. So sir, one of the things the Spirit of grace does is that it envelops you, it puts on you. You cannot carry grace and not carry wisdom. Because if the definition that Apostle Selman gave us is correct, that grace is all spiritual blessings. Is that okay? And wisdom is a spiritual blessing. All right? So grace, the Spirit of grace, brings upon your life the spirit of what? That wisdom is coming upon you today. The secret of making wealth, sir, is what, sir? Wisdom. The secret for longevity is what, sir? Wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. And with all you're getting, get what? Understand. The spirit of grace is the spirit of wisdom. When you carry the grace of God, you carry the wisdom. Have you found anybody that you know, sir, that is a commander when it comes to grace, that is not a commander in wisdom? First thing you will find in anybody that truly carries grace is walking in love. Two, you will see manifold expression of wisdom. The wisdom that exudes from them will be unbeatable on almost any matter of life. When they speak, you'll be shocked. When you reason with them, you know this one carries something. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Am I correct, sir? At the age of 12, he reasoned with the elders and they said, look, we can't find this wisdom. Where is the boy 12 years old having this wisdom from? Because grace and truth, when grace is upon your life, wisdom, foolishness will be far from you. This is not the year to act foolishly. This is a year to have wisdom, unusual dimension of wisdom in operation in your life. And I see that resting upon somebody here in the name of Jesus. You need, number one, wisdom for relationship. Wisdom for effective relationship. You need wisdom for relationship. Human beings are complex. Human beings are of different editions. Human beings are from different backgrounds. As a result of which, our thinking patterns are usually very complex, driven by our various foundational ideologies, principles, and the proclivities we all have. Every human being is different. It takes the wisdom of God to manage a person you can't go to university to study. It takes the wisdom of God. Amen. Listen to me. I am not sure my wife and I will be married today in the absence of wisdom. I am not sure. Every marriage ends where wisdom stops. Every relationship breaks where wisdom expires. The absence of wisdom is the end of every relationship. Your partnership will not continue if wisdom is absent. Nations go to war because of the absence of wisdom in leaders. Companies are wrecked because of the inability of leaders to exercise wisdom to manage relationships in the organization. Part of the wisdom in relationship is to know when to shut up when it feels good to speak. Do you know what it means to I want to say something about anybody know? You've been there, raise your hand. You are wise. Clap for yourself. You are very, very wise. I didn't know you've been there. One of the greatest manifestations of wisdom is always found out, is always depicted by seeing so much and saying nothing. One of the wisest expressions of wisdom is that you've seen so much. Because most times the absence of wisdom is demonstrated by the fact that people who have seen so little talk so much. Are you still writing? Because like some of you have stopped writing your I want to set you on the right trajectory for this year. When people are speaking, don't listen to their words. Because people use words to actually camouflage real intentions. Pray that God will make you sense what is the intention behind utterances. So this year, as people talk, just trying to say, what is he trying to say? What is she trying to say? Even your wife, sir. When your wife is talking, sir, just keep quiet. So sweetheart, what did you just say now? What do you really mean? My wife was saying, I said, sorry, what do you really mean? Don't set me up. Don't set me up. So when my wife is talking, I'm writing. I'm taking note. So when she finished talking, I said, sweetheart, you said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are those the things you said? You mean those things? Okay, fine. Then we can act. Yes, sir. I keep notes. The greatest demonstration of foolishness in relationship is that one is talking, the other one is talking, so nobody is hearing. It's the reason you've not gone far. I say, shut up. You two, shut up. I'm talking. Shut up. So you can't tell me shut up. This is women generation. And then children are hearing, yeah, him, we. And I was going on between daddy and mommy. No, they are practicing kung fu. Everybody's talking. My father said, God gave you 2 ears so you can hear more than you speak because you have 1 mouth. So I made it the practice very early in my life to put my email at the beginning of the millennials, whatever, the generation. I made my email address Sam Oye Listens. Because the most precious things I learned you need as a wise man is to listen more. The spirit of grace. Have you noticed something about the spirit of grace in Jesus? They say, Master, the Lord says, he went on his knees. On the ground. And started doing what? They were talking, he was what? When they were taking him to crucify him, the Bible said, when they led him like a lamb led to the shearer, he did what, sir? He opened not his mouth. Perfect religion is not demonstrated by how many devils you can cast out, but ability to bridle your tongue. Mouth out of control is life out of control. How many troubles you will have been free from if only you shut up? If only you are just kept quiet. See you now. You are in the FCC. Because you talk. Police is following everywhere. Papa, pray for me. Papa, pray for me. Blind them. Papa, blind them. Let them not see me. You can talk yourself out of favor. Somebody was positioned for your lifting, but you spoke yourself out of that person's life. And you can tell that it was utterances you made either in the presence of the person or in the absence of the person, because favor is a bond. It's a spiritual bond. When God activates the potential to favor you in me, it's a spiritual thing. The moment you go behind me and you start saying things to hurt me, and pretend in my presence that you love me, that bond will be broken. You will notice you want to help some people, but you can't help them. They come to your mind, you're thinking of giving them something, but something will restrain you. They've done something evil about you behind the scene. The spirit of wisdom. Knowing when to speak. Wisdom for relationship. Wisdom for maximizing your potential. That you have potential doesn't mean you'll be successful. Wisdom to manage your potential is the key to success in life. I can sing, I can write, I can dance. Which one should I do now that will create a domino effect? It's wisdom. And it's the spirit of grace that will supply that kind of wisdom. So I'm a writer. I can write small songs. not as these fantastic guys, but I can write songs. At least I can write songs you can sing. So very early in our marriage, I started and said, look, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Which one should I do first? That will open up the platform for the rest. And the first thing was to commit myself totally to developing my capacity to speak effectively. Because I know they are called best-selling authors. So they are not best authors. They are best-selling authors. So you must be able to sell to become the best as an author. So the selling component must become my area of mastery. Wisdom. I don't know why you're so quiet this today. Huh? Do you still have megabytes or a little more? Terabyte. Wisdom for financial mastery. This is my year of great grace. Hallelujah. How many of you have gotten the sticker already? Raise your hands. How many of you have gotten the latest sticker, the blue one? Wave your hands. How many of you collected like two or three? It's on your car, it's on your house, it's everywhere. Look up, look up. This is your pastor talking to you. I'm not a guest speaker. Is that okay? Straight talk. Sweetheart, sticker is fantastic. Just to remind you what the year is all about. Your success is tied to your practices. You will be broke by December, broker than you are broke now, if you don't have wisdom for financial management. Have you read books on money? Have you prayed to God for wisdom on money? Have you read scripture, every scripture about money? Do you know the difference between seed and fruit? Are you aware that every fruit has a seed that must be replanted and has the flesh that can be eaten? Do you swallow the flesh plus the seed? Papa, the money don't finish. It go, they always finish. Because if they swallow the fruit, the complete fruit, they give you fruit, poop, like that. There's nothing else to plant. Wisdom for financial warfare. Management. That when you are earning 10,000, Joseph said, in the time of harvest, whatever kind of harvest, 10,000 harvest, 100,000 harvest, in the time of harvest, 20% must be set aside. 20. 10% in those days must go to God, and 20% must be set aside. And those who are into budgeting say you must keep 45%. You must make sure your recurrent expenditure never rises above 45%. Your own recurrent expenditure is 100%. We spend as we earn. Papa, anoint my head for financial prosperity this year. No, no, no. Anointing without wisdom will amount to nothing. So you need wisdom for financial management. As pastors, as leaders, as deacons, business people, there must be wisdom for financial management. Wisdom to make money. Wisdom to manage money. Make more money. And how do you make more money? Why should you make more money? The moment you notice that your expenses are beginning to rise, your income must never, you must never allow your expenses to trail your income. The moment you notice rising income, you must always be ahead of rising income by increasing your, rising expenses by increasing your income. You don't wake up in January and say, hey, Papa, I didn't know there's no money for school fees. You didn't know January was coming? Papa, I didn't know house rent. You didn't know house rent was coming? It's a recurrent expenditure. Wisdom for managing money. Wisdom for multiplying money. Where many of us run into problems is that we make money, we don't manage it well. And few who manage it, they now make a big mistake. After managing and saving money, it's now time to multiply. We push it into the wrong investment and your money goes down through MMM. Ha! if you put your money now, in 6 months, there are some of you where you are in 6 months, it's like your life just lose control. You know what, Emma? The closer the time is when you mention it to me, the more suspicious I become. Like I said, if you like be anything, you can't catch me with get rich quick. You know why? Daddy, we have 20 years ago, we settled what our investment portfolio will be. Two, we settled how we're going to live our lives. We made up our minds, number one, we will live our life free of people's opinion. One man came here, he said, Reverend Sam, who you represent? See the kind of car you were using. That was, we're building here, we're almost roofing. He said, look at the kind of car. He said, man, God, how can you be using ML320? And I look at the car he came with. I think he came with one kind, maybe Honda or one big Honda. And he said, but man of God, I'm impressed. The reason I came is I hear of what God is doing here. I said, oh, praise God, sir. And then he said, man of God, we need to talk. I said, what is it? I didn't tell you that. He said, man of God, we need to talk. I said, what is it? He said, man of God, I need your help. I said, help with what, sir? He says, my church is in Yaya. He says, I've been trying to build in the last. He said, we're still at the roofing level for the last 3 years. I said, I know why your church is at the roofing level, the kind of car you are using. There were moments in our life, pastors, there's a place where pastors stay. In Gwarimpa here, there was a time, a senior pastor friend said, Pastor Sam, come and take a flat in my place. I carried Pastor Isaiah there. I said, wow, I like this place. Pastor Isaiah said, Papa, you can't stay here. Another one, they said, Papa, come. There's one place in Garki for big boys, pastors who are arriving. I got to the place, and my wife followed me to the place. After we finished inspecting the house, as we entered the car, my wife said, you are free to live here. She said, me and my children will still be staying where we are staying. She said, our agreement is from this, our local house here, we must go to our own house. She said, if you move to that house, is it your own? Wisdom for financial management. You are living in Asokoro. Your income can't handle it. Are you wise? Sending your children to schools you can't afford. Are you wise? It will make you steal. You will still steal. If you don't steal, you will manipulate people. My friend carry children, goes, where is your children schooling? They are schooling in Lead British. Hello, Mama. My daughter is schooling in one school somewhere. Ma, we have an owner of a school where my daughter can school there free of charge. But my daughter is in one school. So that's what she wants. It's a small school. It's not prestigious. Can't I afford a better school? Nothing is killing us Pentecostal people like competition. My question is, who are you competing with? Number two, what is the return on your investment? You de kill yourself to do what nobody's paying you for. Hello, Ma. We received our freedom years ago. I lived in Efab Estate. Anybody know Efab? Not Efab Metropolis. The real Efab. The real Efab, where you wake up in the morning, your floor is already broken. Where you are. My wife doesn't want to remember that. My wife, we moved into our house. My wife is still having irritations, trauma from that house. Am I talking to somebody here? That's how bad it was. My wife fears stepping into. We bought jacuzzi. My wife has not stepped into jacuzzi. The day my wife entered, my wife came out. I said, what happened? What's that? The memory of what happened in the previous house. Because in that one, you find scorpion, you find millipede. We all fellowship. It was the Ark of Noah. I came here with some seriousness in my heart today. Sir, we stayed there, Mama, for how long? 11 years. 11 what? 11 years. And I was general overseer here, preaching, dedicating houses. Mommy Allah is here. God bless her heart. Mama, several times I'll come to pray over your building. I will get there, sir. She's here. Mama will tell me, Papa, is there any project going on? Is there any project? Look, I have materials. You remember, Mama, you tell me several times. She said, Papa, there's a project. Is there any project going on? I have materials. I'm not using them. We don't need them. We'll finish that phase. There are materials. Hey! And what, Ma? I was building. And God said to me, tell nobody about it. My ear is somebody telling me there's material. We need that material on my side. I'll tell her, Ma, there's no project except another one want to start a church. Ojukokoro. Sorry, please. Hello? Wisdom for man. Your life will be at peace. Going on different apps. Look at you now. They are sending your name everywhere. You are a fraud. Look at you. Collecting. What are you looking for in apps? How can you become financially free when you are busy borrowing from apps? The borrower is a servant to the lender all the days of his life. You went to borrow 20,000. Now they've distributed your name across everywhere. How can you become a credible person if you have anything to sell? Your reputation has been damaged on the altar of 20,000. And what did you borrow 20,000 for? The same reason, the same thing Nigerians normally borrow for. The same thing, presidency. Sorry, the same thing. What did you use 20,000 to buy? Shoe. Let me ask your neighbor. So what do you use it to buy? Ask your neighbor. So what do you use that buy? What do you use that? Am I helping you here today? Wisdom for financial management. Whilst we were there in... Listen, look up here, everybody. Whilst we were there at Aqua Estate, in that small place, right? What nobody knew was that we're building resources for our next season. We stayed where the expenses was low, sent our children to schools we could afford. Are you hearing me? And we're saving money for the kind of school we want them to go later in life. Send them to one with low cost so we can send them to a high cost on later. You don't have a plan. You are just planning based on where did they go now? They don't build house. Oh yeah, we too. We could go build. You start building, you only bought one sharp sand. There's no money to buy the remaining part. The spirit of grace is the spirit of what? Number three is the spirit of discipline. I will rush past that. It's the spirit of discipline. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. I'm going to be done in about 20 minutes. 2 Timothy 1 7, amplified version. It said, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, cowardice, fear, but he has given to us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline. Personal what, sir? Discipline. The spirit of grace is the spirit of self-discipline and self-control. That you don't do it because you feel it. Self what, sir? You can't be a grace carrier and be sleeping around with anything that is under scared. No! That's not what grace does. It enables us to live right. Discipline. I see so many things as pastors. Hello, sister, come here. Sister, hallelujah, Father. I saw deliverance. Oh, it's here. It's moving. Oh, it's in your chest. No, it's moving. Bro, what's this nonsense? The spirit of grace is the spirit of discipline, self-discipline. That you discipline yourself in the way you eat. Huh? What happened when I said that? It's like some of you just groan in the spirit. You discipline yourself in the way you do what? In 2023, you discipline yourself what? You don't just drive past and say, hey, which one be this new restaurant now? Let's drive inside. Then you finish on that one, you always say, there's another one too here. Let's enter. Then another one here too. Your life is just jumping from place to place like that. Discipline. The spirit of discipline. Number four is the spirit of faith. We're changing our gear now. So the spirit of grace is the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Yet we have the same spirit of faith as he had, who wrote in scripture, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. This is called the spirit of faith. And the spirit of grace is the spirit of faith. How do I know the operation of the spirit of faith? We have the same spirit of faith. And how does it operate? I believe, so I must what? I'm not hearing you. If I believe a thing, what must I do, sir? I must speak it. Amen. If I believe in my future, I must begin to speak it. This is what the spirit of grace does. It makes us to learn to speak the things that we believe, so that the things that we believe will become the things that we see. Amen. I see my future. I see doors of nations being open. I see favor and everywhere I go to. I see people coming to my head. I'm talking about the spirit of faith that makes you to begin to speak the things that be not as though they were. Help me touch your neighbor. Say, it's time to speak. Say like a minute. Say, it's time to speak. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and will not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you sayeth shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. It is the spirit of grace that makes us to speak the things that we believe, not minding what people around us say. So if I say to this year, I am building my house, I don't give a damn to what you say. It's what I believe. Amen. And my belief comes from the word of God. So I speak based on what I believe. You will not allow your looks to make me change my speech. I will say based on what I believe. Help me touch your neighbor. Say, it's time to speak. Say like a minute. Say, it's time to speak. Yes, the spirit of grace is a spirit that speaks. You speak the things you believe. You speak over your children. You speak over your future. The Bible says, as I hear you speak, so shall I do. So the spirit of faith makes us to begin to speak. Can I give you the next 60 seconds? Can you begin to speak concerning your future? What are you saying about your tomorrow? What are you saying about your destiny? This is your moment to allow your words to go into the realms of the spirit. Can I give you this moment and allow the word of God to come out of your mouth? Speak into the atmosphere. Speak to change your season. I am the head and not the tail. I'm a lender, not a borrower. I'm a giver, not a beggar. I'm a blessing, I'm not a burden. Open your mouth and speak right now. My God, my God. Shada de carono sila badosia. Let the Lord hear your words. Let the Lord hear your words. Let the heavens take record of your statements. Open your mouth and speak. You are shifting the atmosphere. 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 Change the atmosphere. In Jesus' name. I'm getting close to the end of it now. Sit down for a few minutes and we're going to rise to begin to pray. And I trust God for some great things here today. There's number five manifestation of the spirit of grace. It's what we call the spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer. Zechariah chapter 12 in verse 10, the Jubilee translation. It said, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants. I hope you can see that. I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and the spirit of what, sir? Prayer. Can I hear you? The spirit of grace and the spirit of what, sir?
There's something about the spirit of grace. When the spirit of grace is upon your life, it makes you to love. When the spirit of grace is upon your life, it also makes you to pray. When the spirit of grace is upon your life, it empowers you to pray. Why do we pray when we carry grace? It is through prayer, sir, that we activate what is locked up in grace. Somebody needs to know what I'm saying here. So grace has been given as a package. As I begin to pray, I am unlocking what is locked up on the inside of grace. As I begin to pray in tongues, all of a sudden favor begins to come. As I begin to pray in tongues, wisdom begins to come. As I begin to pray in tongues, doors begin to open up. As I begin to pray in the spirit, things begin to shift. Help me touch your neighbor, say, it's time to pray. It's time to pray. How can the man that we call the apostle of grace also be the one that say, I pray in tongues more than all of you? How can it be so? Let me say this to everybody who cares to hear. I don't know what size your assignment is, but the size of your assignment will decide the size of your prayer life. Am I talking to someone in the house of God? If you are sent to this world like Jesus to rescue humanity, you will wake up at night and pray all night. You will wake up in the morning to pray. Am I talking to someone in the house of God? You say you see greatness, you need to get on your knees. If you say you're expecting the rain to fall, you need to get on your knees. Those with great destiny spend time on their knees, because from kneeling we triumph. Those who get on their knees stand on their feet. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? Prophecy is powerful, but prophecy without prayer shall not come to pass. But thou mightest war a good warfare by the prophecy that has been given unto you. Have you touched someone around you and say, it's time to pray. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. You've been sleeping. It's time to pray. If that thing will come to pass, you need to engage the realm of the spirit and begin to bombard the realm of the spirit and prayer. If you believe that God is sending you to the nations, wake up in the morning to pray. If you believe God is sending you to the nations, wake up in the night to pray. If you believe you are called to heal the sick, wake up in the night to pray. There is power in prayer. Prayer makes power to be available. And God is calling you to the place of prayer. God is challenging you to pray. Challenging men to pray. Challenging women to pray. For men ought always to pray and not to faint. And he said to them, pray without season. Help me touch your neighbor, say, pray without season. Pray without season. He said, I will release upon them the spirit of grace and supplication. There is something the Holy Spirit does. He empowers us to pray. In Romans chapter 8 verse 26, the Passion Translation, and in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes, oh my God, Rosia, the Holy Spirit takes a hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times, we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede. I'm not sure you've heard that word before. Super intercede. Another word for super intercede is hyper intercession. Yes, sir. Hyper intercede. That the Spirit of God, sir, when you say, Father, I need grace to pray, the Spirit of God comes upon you and gives you the grace, so much so that you know how to pray and you know what to pray for, and the Spirit Himself begins to intercede for you, and you begin to find strength from strange places, and you begin to wonder, how did 1 hour go? How did 2 hours go? How did 3 hours go? It comes from the place of the grace to pray. It comes from the Spirit that empowers us to pray. Somebody say, I receive the grace to pray. It's coming upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Father. Lastly, number 6 is called the Spirit of quickening. The Spirit. One of the things about the Spirit of grace is that it's the Spirit of quickening. I like this. The Spirit of quickening. John chapter 6 verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. The spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies. There is something about the spirit of grace. In 1 Corinthians 15:45, the Bible says the first Adam was a living soul, but the last Adam was a quickening spirit. A quickening spirit. A quickening spirit. What is the job of a quickening spirit? Please take note of this. What is the job of a quickening spirit? He revives, he revitalizes, he renews, he refreshes, he rejuvenates. The spirit, the quickening spirit. So the spirit of grace is a quickening spirit. This is the spirit that deals with sickness. So when you are sick in your body, it is a quickening spirit that comes into operation, because that was the spirit that entered the grave and raised the body of Jesus from the grave, that made the dead body of Jesus to come back to life. My God. Amen. The quickening spirit. I'd like you to begin to pray in tongues if you can. There's something called the quickening spirit. It's a spirit that revitalizes our bodies. It's a spirit that renews us. It's a spirit that makes us, when we go to sleep, when we go to bed weak, we wake up strong. It's called the quickening spirit of God. It is a spirit that revitalizes you, that takes sickness out of your body, that takes weakness out of your body. It is called the quickening spirit of God. My God, I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost here. It is called the quickening spirit of God. The quickening spirit of God. The quickening spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we begin to pray now, listen, everybody, remain standing as I pray for you. As I begin to lead us into this. This is where my assignment truly lies now. Because I know the church likes power, but we don't like principles. And on our way to power, we must understand the principles. One of the manifestations of the spirit of grace is what I call the spirit of power. The spirit of what? For God has not given us the spirit of weakness, timidity and all of that, but the spirit of what, sir? Power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible says, I like the Passion Translation, but I promise you this, the Holy Spirit will do what? Can I hear everybody say, the Holy Spirit will do what? Say it again, it will do what? Say it again, personality will do what? Say it louder, personalize it. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will be, somebody say, seized with power. Meaning the power of God will seize you. Seize you. The power of God will seize you. And what you were told yesterday, we're going to be what? Witnesses. Another word for witnesses is what? But you can't be a messenger, a witness, if you've not been seized. Grace people are powerful people. They are people that carry power. And the beautiful thing is that this power is available. Life doesn't work without power. And the source of power is the spirit of grace, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of grace. He said to the disciples, don't begin your mission without power. If you're going to be successful this year, you need what, sir? I'm not hearing you. Say it like somebody that believes in it. How many of you are filled with the Holy Ghost? Raise your hand. Wave it at me. Almost 90% of this audience. Fantastic. Did you remember what he said? You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And with what? And with what? Fire. What do I say? Fire. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So there are two things, power and fire. They are synonymous.
Let's focus on the power component. No power, no results. No power, no what's that? No power, no distinction. Nothing separates you like power. As a lawyer, as a teacher, as a banker, whatever you do, it is the power of God that separates you. And that power comes when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And my joy is that you are already filled with the Holy Ghost. So how do we generate power? How do you do it? Building up yourself in your most what, sir? You are not talking to me. So this is what we normally do to generate power. We spend time praying in tongues. And we pray in tongues for a long time. Am I talking to somebody here? We pray in tongues for what, sir? A long time. Until we can sense the surge, the eruption of power. Because it's out of us shall flow these rivers of living water. Thank you, Father. How many of us are ready to dive into that river? How many of us are about to experience it? The Lord sent me on a mission here today. The Lord said, I'm going to be dropping mantles on people here. There are people under the sound of my voice. As you begin this year, God is dropping on you the mantle of power. And I'm going to give us over the next few minutes, by the grace of God, I want to pray and allow the power of God to visit you. Listen to me. God is here for those who are hungry for Him. You can be praying. God is here for those who are hungry for Him. God is here for those who are here for the Spirit of grace. God is here for those who are saying, Lord, I want the Spirit of power. I want the Spirit of power. I want the Spirit of power. I'm tired of living a powerless Christian life. I want the Spirit of power. I want the Spirit of power. I want the Spirit of power. No power, no effectiveness. Ministry carries no grace, no effectiveness without power. Shana Maboria. Negreso Barossi. Shidaban Compressosia. Le Carossi Laban. Banosile Naboski. The Spirit of power, the Spirit of prayer, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of sound mind, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of discipline, the Spirit of faith. Shana Naboka Deli. Thank you, Father, for what you've come here to do. Those who are hungry know what they are here for. Those who are hungry know what they came here for. I didn't come here to look at a man. I didn't come here to look around. This is the last night. I refuse to live through this year without the power of God. Can you take me up a bit? If you sense the Spirit of God calling you to the altar because you want to have an encounter with the power of God, walk away from yourself. And as you are coming, it's coming out of you. Pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. Sunday. Shinabonderia. He will touch you. He will touch you. Right where you are. He will touch you. Hey! Prophet, you need power. Preacher, you need power. Pastor, you need power. This woman closer. Bring this woman closer. There's a mighty presence of God here. Woo! That's the power of God. I sense it very strong. Come on, everybody, open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Lord. 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 Rabadoshia Ramashata, Erendo Sigaramondia, Shinamonda Dabo Sigada, Lekora Seramantospa, Shidaban Babara Soda, Lekoredevendo Rastoria, Lekopato Radazia,
There's such an anointing here.
Hey! Hey! Shadado! Yarabaso da 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 da. Shirade! Yarabaso da basha. Hirabando shadados. Hirabos. Shiraboneria.
I don't know how hungry you are, but the Lord has given me the permission tonight to empty myself. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Shadaboriando, Shadade, Shandereado, Holy Ghost, Hey Abashande, Hey Abashande, Hey Abashi, Abashade. Spirit of a living God. 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 Esha. Hey, Abo Shadabari. Yamano Shadabarade. Hey. Shadabaradosia. Come on, somebody pray. There is a river flowing. There is a river. There, bring him up, bring him up. There is a river. Shabarabo, bring him up, bring him up. There is a river. Shadabo, Yabashadaba. Hey, Handada Barete La Kosi. Ibaro, Shadab. Such as I have. Such as I have. Such as I have. Leave him there. Such as I have, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Shadade, help us. Ratosigalabo shata. Echabando saya. Enda da taladosi. Something here. Ibarosha. Letobo sarida telagosi. Holy Ghost. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Hey. Shanado Ibarando Shekatarada. Shanabarado Diate Barabarada. I feel a release in the Holy Ghost here. Irabo Shade. Holy Ghost. This is your moment. Yeba. Give it to her. Give it to her. Give it to her. Shadabo. Open your mouth and pray. It's your time. It's your turn. It's your season. It's yours. It's your... Bring out for me. The Lord is not done with that. I hear the Lord said double. 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 Shadabo. Your destiny begins. Your glory begins to burst. I release it upon you. Your time is now. Step into the waters. Step into the waters. Begin to see the miracles you've been praying for. Begin to see the signs you've been praying for. Shakabalozi. Listen, how many of you want the anointing to prosper? We'll pray for you, but hold on. Something is happening here. Shabaru. There are seven people here who have a strong calling into the healing ministry. Because I see fire burning on hands. You are called into the healing ministry. Raise your hands. The healing ministry. With your hands raised up, I see the Lord setting fire on your hands. Fire on your hands. Receive it wherever you are. That's the power of God. 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 Wherever you are, receive it. That's the power of God. Power of the Almighty God.
The healing anointing is upon you. The healing anointing is upon you. The healing anointing is upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall recover. They shall recover. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bring this woman to me. There's such an incredible healing anointing. Yes. Yes, ma'am. My God. My God. Such an fire of a living God. Fire of a living God. Raise your hand if you're expecting the anointing for the healing ministry. Raise your hands up. My God. My God. Bring her close to me. The Lord said I should give it to her. Ishanamu. Chrisaves. Zilabashada. It's upon you, ma'am. Yes, pray it out. Pray it out. Jesus, give it to her. Hananabashadi. Hananaskuladi. Iramaskula. Bring this young man here. Yes, Anasuradiya. The Lord give it to you. 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 In the name of Jesus, you will heal the sick. You will set the captives free. Such an anointing is on your life. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Hey! Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, you will spread out to the nations, to the nations, to the nations, to the nations. Pray it out to the nations, to the nations, to the Oshanabosia, Erabasha, Iradosia, Eradoshanaba, Irabade, Iradoshabaradosia. Is about to happen to you. Father, give it to her. Give it to her. Give it to her. Shana, Ledo Barosia. Give it to her. Give it to her. Holy Ghost, give this one now. In the name of Jesus, bring her to me. Bring her. Out of your belly. Power of God, power of the living God, touch, 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 touch in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. It's your encounter. What's your hands? Yay! Hallelujah! 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 Ah! Shah! Erabando shariata irabarado. rarely do this, but I sense the need to do it now. All of you here, raise your hand. There are three of you. I just see oil coming on you. Three of you. The Lord is selecting three of you. Three of you by oil. By oil. By oil. By oil. You are sensing like oil. That's one already. That's one already. You are sensing like fresh oil coming on you. That's another one. That's it. Fresh oil. That's another one. That's another one. That's somebody else there. Fresh oil. My God. My God. Help that woman over there. Help that woman. Look at another one there. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. There's oil coming. Don't miss it. That's another one there. This is your night. The spirit of grace. Somebody else. Somebody else. I hear the Lord say, you are stepping into your moment. You are stepping into your season. And your oil has come. Your oil has come. Your oil has come. Shudder. Very quickly. Very quickly. Please, can I ask? I'm going to pray for all of you, but I just want to do something quickly. Can you please give some space here? Of your valley. Please give space. I'll tell you what I'm creating space for.
Rivers of living water.
This is going to be one of the most phenomenal experiences we've seen in a long time.
Out of your valley shall flow.
Everyone between 20 and 40 that have a call of God on your life, and you're saying, Pastor Sam, I want you to pray. How do we receive this grace? By association. Paul says, you are partakers of my grace. There are few people God wants to set on fire here. Listen, what is about to fall on you will be so heavy. Your life will never be the same again. You sense a call of God into any kind of ministry. I want you here, right here, right here. 20 to 40. Please don't kneel down, please. Don't kneel down. Don't kneel down. I don't want anybody to fall on you.
Out of your belly.
There's a new generation. And I hope all of you coming out have signed up for the school of ministry. Because power without knowledge will destroy you. As you come, begin to pray. I don't know what you desire, but if you desire it, 21 of you, 21 of you, there's going to be an incredible release of grace on your life. And you will never be the same again. You will begin to have access into scriptures like you've never had. It's going to be a new level of authority and power. All of a sudden, God will begin to shift you into relationships that will change your life. Lift your hands up. All of you that are here, lift your hands up. 21 of you. 21 of you. Father, I thank you because you have asked me to call these ones out. Thank you because the time to lay grace on these ones have come. Wherever your children are standing, Lord, I ask the first 21, let your mantle begin to rest gently on them. For singing ministry, for prophetic ministry, for pastoral ministry, as quick as you can receive, as quick as you can receive, as quick as you can receive, as quick as you can receive. Let fire begin to fall. Warring tongues, warring tongues, warring tongues, warring tongues. 21, warring tongues. Warring tongues, warring tongues, mantles, mantles, mantles fall, mantles fall, mantles fall, mantles fall, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Something is happening here. Something is happening. Don't miss your moment. Don't miss your moment. The Lord is selecting people right now. That's it. The Lord is selecting people. Select it. Selection, selection. Don't miss it. Don't miss your moment. Don't miss your moment. Fire of God. 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 You will take it to the nations. 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 Fire on you. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Take it to the nations. The hand of the Lord is upon you. My pastors, if you are close to anyone, just lay hands on them. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Shina Dosia. The Lord is touching you. The Lord is touching you. It's your time. It's your turn. It's your time. It's your turn. Shanadat Radadosha Epratosia Litrasobra Shanebosia. Open your mouth and pray the Holy Ghost. It's your time. It's your Holy Ghost. Oh Yamaradabosharia. Karkoti. Karkotia. Karkotia. Erzoba. Erzoba. Shamar. Legadesia. Hey! 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 Shoot! Hey! Oshana! Oshiana! Topradesia! Lerabandos! Lecarusela! Rondobosa! Carabosharia! Lerabos! Cataliandos! Ironosaria! Ah! 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 Shadabai, it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Yeah, Shade. Something is happening. It's your turn. It's yours. It's your fire. It's the fire of God. Right on you. Let it begin to burn. Burn. Holy Spirit of God. Rivers, rivers of living water out of your belly. Hey! Hey! Shanama, Yerabasha, Yerabosta, Yerabasha. That's a part of the river, Hey! Shana, hey! Shana, let's go to the Barossa. Yes, Yerabasha. Hey! 2023, it's your time. 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 It's Ayashara Rabasha. Ayabara Barabarosia. Rakata Rabados. Rebarosha da da, ayada da 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 dosia, shada da, shada bosia, ilabor abastata ya, eto patata ta ta, ya,
ya. Out of your belly.
Please, can I have all of you here? All of you just here, raise your hands up. Somebody amongst you has been placing a demand on the Spirit, and I see the angel of His presence. Yes, right here. You just sense like the mighty hand of God resting upon you, touching you. And the Lord said, I shall tell you, I'm putting my hand on your life. And the Lord said, from this moment, you shall no longer be ordinary again. Right now, as I speak, let the power of God rest on three of you here right now. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. Shut. Hey! Fire of the Holy Ghost. The hand of the Lord is upon you. You'll never be the same again. You'll never be the same again. You'll never be the same again. Everyone between 20 and 40, bring that girl to me. There's something strong on this lady's life. Excuse me, sir. Can I have this lady? There's a mighty hand of God on your life. Look at me. Thus saith the Spirit of a living God, that I should speak unto you. Have I not chosen you, saith the Lord? Have I not called you? Is my hand not upon your life? The Lord said, the enemy saw ahead of time that I desire to use you. And the enemy went ahead and decided to use you. But the Lord said, I'm snatching you now from the hand of the wicked. For a generation you are sent to has now arisen, and they are waiting on you. They are waiting on you. And now here it comes. 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 That's it. That's it. Here it comes. The anointing for your life. That's it on your life. It's heavy. Like fire burning. My God. I hear the Lord say in Israel, I hear the Lord say, go into the deep waters. The Lord said, where I'm calling you to, it requires you to go into deep waters with me. The Lord said, long ago, you've been having a burning passion in your spirit to get into deeper dimensions of fellowship with the Lord. The Lord said, there's been a hunger in your spirit. The Lord said, the time has come to pursue that hunger. The time has come to pursue that hunger. For the Lord said, out of that hunger shall become a blessing to this generation. From the place of that hunger, as you pursue that, saith the Spirit of a living God, there shall be a blessing to this generation. I just saw oil on this young man here. That's the power of God on him. That's the power of God on him. That's the power.
Out of the belly.
Come on, the lady there on glasses. I'm coming to you, sir. Yes, I wanted to pray for him, but I saw you. Come close. I see ladies around you. I see a lot of young girls. And I see the Lord putting you at the edge of the table. And I see them round about you. And I see them looking up to you as a mentor. And the Lord said to me, have I not raised you to mentor a generation of younger girls? Have I not anointed you for that purpose? The Lord said, the season has come. Now it is, saith the Lord. I see fresh oil being poured on you. There's a mighty hand of God as I'm speaking over you right now. And that's a part of God. The Lord said, that generation will hear you. That generation. That's this lady. Raise your hands up. Raise your hands up. The Lord said, I should tell you that you've always been looking down on yourself, second guessing yourself, always feeling you are not good enough. The Lord said, have I not chosen you? Have I not called you? Have I not assigned you to a great task? The Lord said, why look down yourself when I trust in you, when I believe in you? Now there is a release of grace upon my God. There is a release of grace upon your life in this season, saith the Lord. The Lord said, I will use you to strip many of low self-esteem. The Lord said, I will use you to speak confidence into many. In the name of Jesus Christ, that's the power of God. He said, when he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me. There's a prophetic anointing on that girl there. This lady, young black. Yes, there's a prophetic mantle on you. It is strange to see the name Samuel on you. I just see. And the Lord is saying to me, the Spirit of Samuel is on you. And the Lord said, I'm going to use you to raise kings. I'm going to use you to raise mighty people. I'm going to use you to raise mighty people. Now, Father, I ask for the grace that makes that assignment to walk. Let that grace rest upon her. Let that grace rest upon her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, my God and my Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you. Where's the young man? I'm coming to that young man. Sweetheart, raise your hand. Raise your hands up. I'm seeing your desk. I'm seeing books on your desk. And I'm seeing the Lord bringing you into a place of writing. And I'm seeing books. You're a writer? Isn't that strange? Because I saw books on your table. And the Lord is saying to me, from your table, nations will feed. There is an anointing coming on you now. that is going to now make your talent to become supernatural. And the Lord, my God, thank you, Father, for such a sweet anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's it. That's it. Speak unto me. The Spirit entered me. There is a spirit of a scribe and a speaker on you. Sir, I see you as a scribe and a speaker. A scribe and a speaker. A scribe and a speaker. Is that what you do? You speak and you write. But the Lord said to me, I'm about to take it to a whole new level. Yes, the Lord said, I'm about to take it to a whole new level. And here comes grace. Here comes grace. Here comes grace. Here comes grace, sir. Here comes grace. My God. Hello, ma'am. Raise your hands up. Oh, Jesus. What is it about you and children? The Lord said I should tell you, children, give attention to children. Give attention to children. The Lord said I'm raising you up to have a very powerful ministry to children. It's going to be... Why are you crying? Talk to me, man. Why are you crying? You've been praying that God should speak to you. What a mighty God we see. Raise your hands up. There's such a sweet anointing coming on you. God saw your heart cry. Give it to her, Father. Give it to her, Father. Give it to her, Father. Gently, 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 gently help her.
Flow, rivers of living.
I just sense a strong anointing, not even speak here. Can I? Just place your hand here. Father, give it to him. What you're looking for, receive it now. Thank you, Father. Ah, Jesus.
Rivers of living water. Anana shanaria rarosi.
Abroad. His fame went abroad. Jesus. Jesus. Fresh grace. Fresh grace. Fresh grace. The Lord put a new sound on your lips. Ah! Jesus, thank you. Thank you. That grace is on you now. It's on you too. It's on you too. It's on you too. Jesus. Father, bless him. Bless this one. Bless this one. Bless this one. Bless this one. It's your time. It's your turn. It's your season. The name of Jesus. Break barriers and limitations. You will do great things for God. Jesus mighty. Lift your hands, everybody. We have to let you go, but lift your hands up. Pastor Shewa, I just saw a strong grace on this woman's life right now. Put your hand on her. Yes, that's it. Just gently. There's a mighty hand of God on her life right now. Spirit of God, I thank you. I thank you. Sheila Batuske. Please, sorry, over there.
All of, just that area, Tolu. Just where all of you are. Raise your hands there, all of you. Just all of you there. Yes. There's a mighty presence of God here. Raise your hands. Father, let your presence touch your children. In the name of Jesus. Touch your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Mama, quickly touch the lady beside you. Quickly. Just a hand. That's it. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. There's a lady beside her. Quickly, Mama, touch that one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can I have... Peter, can you reach out to Tolu for me? Reach out to Tolu. Pastor Sean, please place your hand on that one.
Rivers of living water.
Lift your hands, everybody. It's our last night, so you're going to sleep tonight. Everywhere in this building, I just need your amen so that I can release you quickly. The seven dimensions of grace I mentioned. Are you ready? I didn't come to teach on them. I taught on them so you can understand what you carry. From today, as your faith receives what I'm talking about, as your amen connects, from today, let the seven dimensions of grace find expression in your life. From today, I decree to the back, outside the building, wherever men and women are gathered here today, let the seven dimensions of grace begin to erupt in your life. Everything I have described, every dimension of grace I have mentioned, begin to walk in them. Begin to walk in them. Begin to walk in them. In 2023, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom in all of its ramification that causes men to prosper in everything that they do, let that dimension of wisdom explode in your life. I don't know who I'm praying for. Let it rest upon your life. Let it rest upon your life. From today, everything you do, wisdom shall seize you. Wisdom shall operate in you. The supernatural wisdom of God rests upon you for the rest of this year. You shall profit in every venture. You shall prosper in every venture. The curse is broken. The spell is broken. You will excel. You will excel. And the Lord said to Solomon, he said, Solomon, I give you wisdom. You know what the Lord said, man? He said, I give you wisdom. And because of that, the Bible says, and the Lord blessed him in such a way that nobody on earth has ever been blessed. Nobody. There's a power of God on her. Nobody has ever been blessed. Years ago, I heard Bishop Oyedepo saying the Lord told him, pursue wisdom. And he was shouting at that time, pursue wisdom, pursue wisdom. Many ignored the cry for wisdom and were pursuing power. Years later,
He has outpaced everybody. I want to ask for that spirit of grace that operates through the wisdom of God. I want to ask for that spirit to rest on you. As I pray, let it rest on you like a mantle. Let the spirit of wisdom rest upon you like a mantle. Let the spirit of wisdom rest upon you like a mantle. I decree from this moment, you will speak wisdom. You will think wisdom. You will walk in wisdom. Wisdom will distinguish you. You will never act foolishly again. In Jesus' mighty name. Spirit of grace. Lift your hands and pray for just a moment. We're about going. Pray in tongues for a minute. You have no idea what has happened yet.
Out of your belly flow rivers of living water.
The Lord said he has heard your cry. Come. Madam, follow her. Come, come to her. Yes. Jesus, 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 give it to her. Take it, take it, take it. Jesus, give this one too. Give your daughter, give it to her. The Spirit of God is upon you. You have come to Gilgal. I decree that as you live here today, what you have struggled to do for years shall be accomplished with ease. Mark my words. I decree and declare over your life that in this year of great grace, what you have toiled to do, struggled to do, fight to do, you have toiled to achieve, from this moment, that grace that makes life easy rests upon you like a mantle. God is very strong in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Not only will it be done with ease, the Lord just spoke to me now to declare this one. Are you ready for this? What should have taken you a long time, by the operation of the Spirit of grace, it shall be accomplished in record time. It shall be accomplished in record time. It shall be accomplished in record time. It shall be done in record time. If you are the back over there, receive it in record time. The goals you have set to accomplish in a year, they shall be finished before June. Somebody will return to testify. Your 6 months goal will be accomplished in 3 months. Your 12 months goal will be accomplished in less than 6 months. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. Thank you, Father. I will say this and I will leave you. right there at the back, right there over here, and even here. The Lord said, I shall announce to you, because if it is by grace, it cannot be by works. And if it is by works, it cannot be by grace. So let me quickly announce to somebody here, the Lord will want me to announce boldly to you what you have been laboring to gather money to do. And you are saying to yourself, when will I ever get this money complete? The Lord said, grace has completed it. Mark my word. I said, grace has completed it. I said, grace has completed it. I said, grace has completed it. By now, you should have no need to doubt what grace can do. The God of Chinasa. What selling our father's land could not do in one moment. How much China is, where is she? How much does she earn per month? Sweetheart, don't mention it to everybody. But how much do you earn per month? Come close to me. Come, come. Don't tell everybody. I don't want the brothers to start calling you because of your son. Huh? She said, Pastor, it's not even stable. So there's no fixed salary. So that, how can this person save money for that kind of project? Are you ready to receive grace? Do you know what it means for somebody to just say, I like you? Not to sleep with you. Something is telling me to help you. Listen, listen. I say this under God. We have a lady, sir, who is on PPA. She must be watching her in Lagos. A flight attendant. We met on airpiece when we were coming back into the country. And I got to know that she's a PPH member. And we just started talking. And I said to her, take it out. And I said to her, I said, sweetheart, be nice to everybody you carry. I said, don't just offer service as a flight attendant. Go beyond that. Register your presence. And shortly after that, in December, she said, Pastor, there was this man, she just was, after we spoke, she just became extra nice. And the man called her. He said, young girl, what are you doing here? She said, I'm a flight attendant. He said, is this what you want to do for the rest of your life? She said, no, sir. I'm actually trying to save money so that I can go to flying school. I want to be a pilot. The man said, that's what I thought you should be. She says, sir, the problem is money. He said, have you gotten the cost for flying? She says, sir, I think it's around that. He said, go. May your helper not show up. And then you are struggling to find the cost. And the man said, do you know the total cost? She says, I need to go on. And then I said, sweetheart, what kind of mistake did you make? I said, think of, mention anything above. It's under pressure. I said, but God will hold his heart. And the man was the one putting pressure. Some of you, you know the owner of GT Bank? That's the person I'm talking about. And she said, the man said to her, choose the school you want to go and fly. Listen to what the man said. I will pay for, listen, for everything, including your accommodation and your transportation in that country. The God of this grace. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, what your efforts can't accomplish in 2023, grace will bring to pass. I pray for you in the name of Jesus as I announce it again. I pray you will not be like the servant of the king who is saying, can that thing ever happen? Because people will be testifying, you'll be hearing it, but you may be cut out of it. So I pray your faith will connect now. Choose to be stupid and be foolish. Choose to be foolish and believe in God, and you will see the result. I declare again, what your income cannot power, grace will bring to pass. 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 Grace will bring to pass.
If you receive it, shout great grace. Just begin to praise the name of the Lord your God. We will see you on Sunday. God bless you. Pastor Sunday will take over.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Visit spiritnerds.org to download more MP3 sermons of your favorite preachers. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com.